So one of the other real time opportunities that we see out there is looking at real time translation. So we have some code that allows us to translate tweets. So as one might suspect, Twitter is a global platform. Many languages are used, and what we're really interested in is being able to understand that conversation in English. And so, for example, some of the early work that we've been looking at is translating both Chinese and Russian.
How are you translating? Google Translate?
I'm using Google Translate.
Are there any API restrictions?
There are some API restrictions, and so I have to throttle that a little bit. And so, you know, real time, maybe a little stretch, but nonetheless, as we pull in tweets, we pass those tweets off for translation and pull the data back.
That's really interesting. I guess in this, I know there's a strict and there's a loose definition of real time.
Yep.
What is the age from start to finish? What is the age of a tweet that you deal with?
Depending on the topic, but right now, for example, our Ukraine, we're pulling in tweets every 60 seconds, 60 to 90 seconds.
How many tweets every 90 seconds?
Probably about 3,000 to 4,000, I would think.
That's pretty substantial. Like that's, I see what you mean, how you have to. Wait, I do have a question.
I think it's 3,000 to 4,000.
You're limited per API key? How many tweets you can pull?
So the academic license that Twitter allows, you have to apply for an academic license. So many of us here in the hub have applied for academic licenses, and we're able to each pull 10 million tweets a month.
Okay. So at 3,000 for 60 seconds,
that may be,
you might saturate that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's possible.
But still, that's a pretty high ceiling.
That's a lot of tweets in a month. So I was just talking with some folks who are interested in mapping within the United States the conversation of Ukraine from a geospatial perspective. And we're immediately talking millions of tweets that we have to process.
I do have a question about the geospatial stuff. What format is the data? Do you have literally a column that's latitude and a column that's longitude?
You can if someone has their, if the Twitter app on their phone or maybe even on their computer is set up to share location. So the GPS chip obviously would be accessible to the app and therefore share your current location. Some tweets have that, but not many. The other spatial data that we get is user reported location. And so that can be both, it's an opportunity. It's also problematic because there's a lot of bad data in there. We are still able to pull spatial data on that. And then, as I mentioned, with the release of API, I believe it was with the release of the API version 2, Twitter now processes the tweet and identifies place names that are mentioned in the tweet, and they pull that out and write that into a separate field.
Okay, that sounds like pretty rich data.
It's pretty rich. There's a lot of different ways to go with it. It also depends on your objective of what you're trying to do. You have to realize certainly that there's going to be some data quality issues. But there are certainly ways to work with the data that if there are specific questions that you're after, you can go after those questions.
I can speak from personal experience. Anything user generated is extremely messy.
Very messy. Yeah. It's very messy.
Well, if there's anything else.